This is program number LW2648. Well, there he sat in the office of Ray Adams, a professional counselor. Hi, this is Larry West. Let's call him Tony, and let's let Mrs. Adams describe him. According to her written report, he stared straight ahead as if he saw nothing, yet saw everything that had been bottled up inside him for the many weeks that we had been meeting with each other, she says. It had been difficult trying to determine why he was intent on destroying his family's and neighbor's property. Nor could anyone determine why he stole from others, often just to hide the stolen property in his room. That day, when Tony finally opened up and began to talk, he said, "Do you really want to know why I take things that belong to others?" "Well," he said, "I want to see them hurt inside." When Mrs. Adams asked why he wanted to see others hurt, Tony's eyes fell to the floor, and in a voice more pleading than defiant, he said, "Because I hurt inside." You know, there are lots of whole families across the country who are hurting because of one member in it. And as one member of the family hurts, the whole family hurts. A son or daughter can hurt the whole family, a husband, a wife. If there's someone in your family who's causing a lot of pain for the rest right now, listen up a minute. Maybe I can help. It seems that all families react in basically three ways, in case you're interested. First, they may cast the pain-causing member out. I mean, just literally out of the house. Of course, that solves nothing. Or number two, they may allow the pain-causing member to stay in the home, and then they use him as a scapegoat. You know, they blame all their future problems on him, calling him the black sheep of the family, but they cast all the blame on him. Or number three, they might allow God's plan to help them in their lives by attacking the problem instead of the person, solving the problem as best they can, and allowing the wounds to heal through forgiveness and love. In her book called People Making, Virginia Satir states that the family is a factory where people are made. And the adults in the family are the people makers. And being successful at people making, there are certain things that will help in overcoming the problems and in learning how to forgive. She says that lines of communication in the family must be kept open. She says just as God has laid down rules in the Bible, the family must also have rules that are known and that are understood by everyone in it. And finally, she says that member of the family who's causing the trouble must be accepted by the others in the family and must be given an important place in the family circle. Ray Adams, in discussing Tony, mentions that Tony's stepfather came with him to their session only because the court had demanded it. His own mother refused to come and lend any helping hand. So you see, it's no wonder that he hurt, and it's no wonder he wanted others to hurt as well. You've heard the expression that courtesy is contagious? Well, lots of things are contagious. Hurt is contagious. Tony hurt inside. His stepfather hurt him. His mother hurt him, and he wanted them to hurt as well. And you know, it's a good thing to remember that love is contagious too. I don't know where you are right now. If you're a Tony, though, and you hurt inside, it's for sure your family hurts, too. They may never admit it, but they hurt. And you may be the very one who can help them. Or maybe you know of a Tony in your family, and he may hurt, really, because of you. You may be the very one to do something about it. Ever read the story in the Bible about the prodigal son? He hurt his family once. But after a while, he decided to change his life. He decided to. And when he did, he came home. And he was welcomed when he got there, too. I'm Larry West with World Radio. And I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. I have a Bible study course I'd sure like to send to you. It's free. Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71. 291.